The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We've arrived at the beginning of the fourth and final week of our Advent season. But it lasts for just 3 days, with Christmas falling on Wednesday this year. The temptation is great to shift into Christmas mode. In fact, I've seen a post circulating through social media these last couple days that says, "All right, men, it's officially time to start thinking about Christmas shopping." Not quite yet time to shop, but definitely start thinking about it. But while we might have some tasks to wrap up, guys, we do still have a couple days to complete our Advent journey of preparation. Looking back over the past 4 Sundays, we began the Advent season in a smooth transition from the end of our last liturgical year. Rather than jump to Jesus coming to us in the Incarnation, we were still reflecting on our anticipation of his second coming. Our gospel reading that weekend had Jesus telling his disciples, and still applicable us as well 2,000 years later, to remain vigilant in prayer, to resist the trials and tribulations that we will encounter prior to standing before the Son of Man after his return in power and glory. In a way, this reading set the stage for our preparation of welcoming the Word made flesh by beginning with the end in mind. Have you ever mowed your lawn and kept your focus immediately in front of the mower, as opposed to fixing your gaze off on a spot on the horizon? For me, failing to keep myself directed to that spot far away creates a meandering, wavy path. Leading our lives without Jesus as our North Star will not lead us faithfully through the trials of this life. It was on the second weekend of Advent that we heard John the Baptist calling us to the desert, to a repentance of our sins. That's what the Advent season is, a shortened desert journey that we undergo prior to celebrating Jesus born in the flesh. While we often recognize Lent as the primary penitential season of our year, Advent is penitential as well. Our liturgical color is violet, just like Lent, and we've likewise omitted the Gloria at the beginning of Mass, withholding that song of exaltation until Christmas Day. To prepare ourselves to greet our Savior in the manger, we need to first prepare our hearts and cleanse our souls. In our instant gratification culture, we don't value the time of preparing ourselves and remaining in that state of anticipation, which will make the gift of our Savior amongst us even more meaningful. Even with just 3 days left in Advent, we should take care not to emerge from the desert prematurely. And last week, we heard the people asking John, "What should we do?" The crowds following this wild guy in the desert heard John's words of repentance and were looking to him for guidance on how they could prepare for the one, the Messiah foretold in the Jewish scriptures that he was proclaiming. Don't we ask that same question? What should we do? John's answer to the people on what to do was a message of conversion. They and we need to change our ways. He shared to say, share your possessions with those that are lacking. He told the tax collectors, be just and fair. He told the soldiers to stop falsely accusing and extorting others. The waters of John's baptisms were for the repentance of sins, but the mightier one coming after John would baptize with the Holy Spirit. To be ready was not just to repent of sin, but to have a true conversion of heart. The Advent season should lead to a similar conversion in each of our hearts. And this weekend, John shows up again, where we hear the story of the visitation of Elizabeth by Mary from the Gospel of Luke. It is the first realization in our world of the incarnation of our Lord. You see, Mary had just been visited by Gabriel, freely expressing her will to be the handmaid of the Lord. And after hearing the words of the angel that her cousin Elizabeth was with child, Mary traveled the roughly 100 miles on foot with our Savior conceived in her womb. Mary went to be with and to care for her elderly relative in the final 3 months of her pregnancy. Notice the first to recognize and proclaim the presence of our Savior. It was John. Upon the presence of Jesus, it was John who leapt in Elizabeth's womb. If we go back to when Gabriel appeared to Zechariah in the temple to tell him that Elizabeth was to bear him a son, that angel told him that the boy would be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And as an infant in the womb, John was preparing the way of the Lord, with his mother first to receive the good news. Throughout this Advent season, we have been preparing ourselves to celebrate the incarnation of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Holy Mother Church, through her readings from the Gospel of Luke, has encouraged our vigilance through these past 4 weeks, calling us into the desert to cleanse our hearts and souls through reflection, repentance, and conversion, so that we would be able to more fully realize the coming of our Savior, not just in word, but in the flesh. So in these final days of Advent, I encourage you to relish in these days of preparation, and I look forward to celebrating with you and your families the Feast of Christmas that's just a mere few days away.